Let's see here. All right, welcome to the Pilates and yoga session here for Mind, Body, and Soul with Irvin Rue. We'll go ahead and rest on our back and get ready for some exercises here. Low impact exercises to the body. Let's start by having our feet planted, knees bent, arms next to the hips. Doing a few pelvic rolls as you're on your back, tilting the hips. Arching the low back, so visualize a clock above you. You've got 6 o'clock down to your feet as you arch or tilt your hips up to 12 o'clock. Just roll in the hips, but keeping your low back and keep your hips on the ground. Just a little roll, so you're kind of tilting your hips front to back. Good way to loosen up that low back as you're relaxing with your breath. Find my other audios and videos and other articles at irvinrue.com. So here's where we're relaxing with our breath, moving with pelvic tilting or pelvic clocking. Okay, once you go front to back at least 10 times, let's go left into the right. So as you visualize that clock, you're going to go left side with your hip to mat, touch your rib, and then go to the right side, hip to touch rib. Your knees stay vertical, just moving the hips side to side. You'll notice when you put your fingers into your ribs, onto those muscles of the obliques, you feel those muscles contracting. Moving left and to the right, relaxing with your breath. Good way to loosen up the low back, getting those muscles fired up, warmed up and ready for the rest of our exercises. And we slow it down. Now let's go ahead and lift our hips up into a bridge as we peel the spine up off the ground. Hips are up high. Let's reach our arms back behind us. And we're going to go ahead and bring it back down as we inhale, one vertebrae at a time. Hands and hips to touch to the ground. Exhale, let's lift right back up. Inhale, let's bring it back down. Great, and again, we lift for three and reach those arms way back. Knees in line with those hips. Hips up as high as you can, and inhale, we bring it down. Exhale, we lift. Inhale, we lower. Exhale, we lift. Inhale, we lower. One more time, we lift as we exhale. Nice lift with those hips. And we'll bring it down with control. Great. Okay, so now let's go ahead and bring our right leg into our chest, holding onto the knee with both hands. Give it a hug. Keeping your foot flexed in towards your knee. Let's place our left arm next to us, and let's move this leg in circles, as big of circles as we can, as your right hand stays to your knee. There's one big circle, two, three, feel how that leg is moved in your hip socket. Here's four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now let's change direction with that leg. Keep your hand on your knee. One, two, three, four, five, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well done. Place that foot onto the ground next to your left, taking notice in the changes in how your body feels. Even this out now by balancing.
Seven, eight, nine, ten. Great job. Let's go the other direction with that leg. We got one circle. Two, circle left hand to your knee. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten.
Great job. Let's place that foot onto the ground next to the other. Now let's keep our arms next to our hips. Sitting on the hands would be an option as well. We're going to straighten out our right leg and put that left foot staying to the ground, so knee is bent. So right leg straight as we inhale, contracting the core muscles. Let's exhale, lift that right leg up. Inhale, lower the leg down and back up for two with a straight leg, lower with a straight leg. Here's three, and down. Here's four, and down. And five, inhale down, exhale, lift for six, inhale down, seven, here's eight, nine, great job, last one, the leg will stay up. Now let's move that in circles with straight leg. One, two, three, about the size of a basketball or a dinner plate, or a little wider if you like, seven, eight, nine, and ten, let's change the direction with that leg. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well done. We'll bring this leg in and plant the foot onto the ground next to your left. Okay, very effective exercises. Low impact to the body and help strengthen your low back and strengthen your abdominals. Let's work the other leg down, left leg straight. As we inhale, we're going to exhale, lift the leg. Inhale, lower that leg, and back up with the left for two, and we lower. Here's three, and four, and five, and six, seven, here's eight, here's nine. Last one for 10. Let's keep that leg up and move that in circles. One, there's two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Well done. Let's change the direction with that leg. One, two, three, four. Place that foot onto the ground next to the right. Nice inhales and exhales. We're helping to bring down the heart rate. Okay, so we're going to begin our alternating legs for our next exercise. We bring both legs into our chest. Let's go ahead and extend our left leg either right up into the air for a 90-degree angle or out to 45. Keep your right knee into your chest. Two good pulses. You'll bring the right leg in as you exhale. Inhale, release that leg and bring your left leg in as you exhale, right leg away. There's two, inhale, exhale, switch. Here's three, right leg in, left leg away. So we switch, here's four, and five, six, squeeze the core muscles. Here's seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, last one for 20. Wonderful. Place your feet onto the ground. Relax, and with each breath, just inhales and exhales. Go back into our second set of single leg lift, but we're going to modify it so you can challenge yourself a little more or go back to one foot on the ground. But the difference here is we're going to lift our left leg up to a table position, knee stays over the hip, toes visible over that knee, and right leg is straight out onto the ground as we point the foot, contracting the core, hands next to your hips. You can sit on them if you like as you inhale. We're going to exhale, lift that right leg up. And then we're going to inhale, lower that leg down. Left leg stays stationary. Don't move it. Exhale, we lift the right leg. Inhale, we lower the right leg. Back up for three. And we bring it down with control. Here's four. Bring that back down. Here's five. And down. And six. And down. Good job. Here's seven. Bring it down. Here's eight. And down. And nine. Last one, let's keep that leg up for 10, and let's go back to circling it. One, two, keep that knee over your hip. There's three, four, five, legs stay straight, point to your foot. Six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Wonderful, change of direction with that right leg. We got one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Well done. Placing both feet onto the ground. Relax with the breath. Great job. Nice inhales and exhales. Let's mirror the image. This time we're going to bring our right leg up to that table position. Knee fixed over the hip. Toes visible over that right knee. Your left leg is straight out onto the ground. As we inhale, we're going to exhale, lift the left leg. Inhale, lower the left leg. And back up with left for two. And lower. Here's three. And down. Here's four. Bring it down with control. And five. Six. Draw the navel to the spine. Here's seven. Here's eight. Here's nine. Last one for 10. Let's keep that leg up. Let's move it in circles round and round. We got one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Let's change the direction with that leg. We got one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. Well done. Let's place both feet onto the ground. Relaxing with the breath.
Nice inhales and exhales.
Previous classes, I mean, if there's other muscle groups you want to work on, let me know.
Mostly just, I think this area is where I need the help because my arms and shoulders are fine.
Yeah, that's good. It's good. This is a great way to help strengthen the core everything. Okay, cool.
What you're doing is great.
Excellent, thank you. All right, okay, we'll go ahead and begin now our straight alternating leg stretches, helping with the core, bringing both knees into your chest. Let's take the left leg away from us, placing both hands behind our right leg. We're going to lift that right leg up, keep them both straight. We bring back the right leg as we lower the left, pointing to those feet. As we exhale, bring it back. Inhale, we switch. Exhale, left leg back, right leg lowering for two. And we switch, think of two giant scissors or pencils extending out of your hip. And here's three, bring it back with two pulses, and four, here's five, feel the stretch in the hamstring and low back. Here's six, seven, here's eight, nine, here's 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, last one for 20, and we rest, place our feet onto the ground. Relaxing with the breath. Hands stay next to the hips. Let's work that double leg lift so we keep our legs tied together through our knees to the ankles. As we inhale, squeezing the core muscles. Sitting on the hands would be an option. We're going to exhale, bring both knees in, lift both legs up. Hips up is an option. Bend your knees, touch your toes to the ground, and exhale, we lift those legs. Inhale, we lower them, and back up for three, and down, and four, and bringing it down with control. Here's five, down, here's six, inhale down, here's seven, back down, here's eight, down, here's nine, and down, here's 10, great job, we'll go five more, here's 11, and down, here's 12, here's 13, and 14, last one for 15, and we rest, relaxing with the breath. Great exercise for working the lower abdominals and your strengthening the lower back. Okay.
Okay, so now what we're going to do is we're going to have our legs up to that table position, knees over the hips, put your hands right at your knees, and force those legs into your hands as your arms are straight, contracting your abdominals, and draw the navel to the spine, your low back presses into the ground. Breathe. So it's an isometric pose that you keep bringing those legs into your chest, keeping the arms locked out. Excellent exercise for working the lower abdominals. Breathing in and out. And 10 more seconds. 1, let's rest. Feet down, arms next to you. Nice work. Feel those abs working. Okay, so now our next exercise, we'll go into our second set of straight alternating legs as we bring those legs in. Right leg extending away from us. Place our hands behind our left leg, lift that up. Keep them nice and straight. Bring it back to left as we lower the right as we exhale. We switch as we inhale, exhale, right leg back, left leg lower, and here's 2. We switch, here's 3. And 4. And 5. And 6. 7. Here's 8. 9. And 10. And we're halfway, here's 11. 12. 13. 14. 15. 16. 18, 19, and 20. Well done. Place our feet onto the ground. Relax and breathe. Okay, we'll slow it down now with a little more of some yoga stretches now. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and bring our right leg into our chest. Okay, we're going to lift that leg up high, with hands behind the knee, keep bringing that leg back, keep it straight, lift into your heel. Now we're going to move this foot in circles, just round and round as you keep bringing the leg back, as you relax with your breath. And now change the direction with your foot. Circles one way and then the other. There's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well done. We're going to bring this knee into our chest and cross that foot over our left leg and let's push the leg forward with the right hand. As that leg, right knee goes forward. Great opener for the hip. Great stretch for the outside of the right leg. Chest, straighten the left leg out onto the ground, place that right foot onto your left thigh, place your left hand to the outside of your knee, reach your right arm out to the side as you look over at that hand as you inhale, we exhale, roll on to the left hip, turn to bring that right leg to left side, looking at that right hand, keep your right shoulder down, left leg remains straight, flexing the foot, heel in line with your knee to the hip to the crown of your head. Each exhale, we go a little further. Continuing your breath. Inhale, create space in the body. Exhale, going deeper into your stretch. Visualize the breath going to the areas where you feel the stretch. Release our hand off that leg. And inhale, bring it back up. Plant that right foot, right arm comes back, plant our left foot, back to our supine position. Okay, so we'll start to mirror the image, balance our body out, bring our left leg into our chest, place our hands behind that left knee and lift that leg up, keep it straight, bring it back. And round. 2, 5, circle is one way. Let's change the direction of the foot. Bring this left knee into the chest, cross that over the right leg, push that left knee forward with our hand, feel the stretch in the outside of your leg and inside your left thigh. Good thing to remember that when practicing your yoga or Pilates or any exercise, you want to stay hydrated and drink enough fluid so you don't be dehydrated. Always making sure you have water at hand. Let's go ahead and bring that left leg into our chest. Give it a hug. Right leg straight out onto the ground as that heel rests. Left foot onto your right thigh. Left arm out to the side. Right hand placed to the outside of your left leg as we inhale. Exhale, let's roll to that right side, and we look over at the left hand, keep the left shoulder down, continuing the breath in and out. Challenge the body with each exhale, going a little deeper into your pose. With our exhale, bring that left arm back, left leg back up, plant your foot, line up your back, and plant your right foot onto the ground, so back to our supine position. Okay, so now let's work into our bridge pose. This is where our feet are close to our hips. If you put your arms next to your hips, you might be able to touch the back of your heels as we inhale. We're going to exhale, peel the hips up off the ground, hips are up high, to be in line with our knees to our shoulders. Continuing the breath as we inhale and exhale. Could be a supported bridge if you'd like, where your hands are at your low back or right at your glute muscles or the butt muscles and elbows into the ground. Continuing your breath, elbows pressing into the ground, or your arms if you interlace your fingers and press into the ground with those arms. Inhale and exhale. We're going to release the hands, take the arms and shoulders out from under us, and lower one vertebrae at a time as we bring our hips down. Bringing both legs into our chest. Move these in a little figure eight pattern, left and to the right. Bringing the legs in close, then away, or an infinity symbol line on its side, or a number eight. Or simple circles work as well. Slow the movement down with our body and start to roll like a ball. This is where we place our hands behind our knees. Bring our shoulders and our head up. We round our spine. We're going to kick our legs up into the back of the room and kick down with power to come up. We exhale, we go back. Inhale to come up, kicking down hard into the ground. We go back as we exhale, and inhale to come up. And we go back and up. Great job. Let's go ahead and breathe back and up. And one more time as we kick it way back and kick down with power to come up. And let's sit up nice and tall on our sit bones. Taking our legs out straight. We're going to reach our arms up high, up to the sky. Hinging from the hips with a flat back, we fold forward over our legs and hold on to the legs where you feel comfortable. Maybe your shins or behind your knees, ankles or your feet. Now roll your head side to side, bring your ear to your shoulder, chin to your chest. Continue. continuing to relax with your breath as you move your head side to side. Slow the movement down with our body. We're going to roll up as we inhale, stacking through the spine, shoulders back and down, head up last. Okay, what we're going to do next is a seated twist. We're going to bring our left foot, place it outside of our right knee. Right leg remains straight, flex your foot. Right hand behind you near your back, arm straight and strong, left arm inside your leg. As you inhale, you're going to exhale, turn to the right, look over that shoulder, looking far to the right side with your eyes, continuing your breath. Lengthening the spine to the crown of your head. Keeping that right foot flexed in towards your knee, relaxing as you breathe. Begin to inhale. We're going to exhale, release, and come back around to center. Now right arm holds that left leg, left hand behind you near your back. Turning to your left as you exhale, look over the shoulder. Continuing your breath. Your right elbow may go to the outside of that left knee if you have that flexibility to bring the left leg farther to the right. Continuing your breath as you keep that right foot flexed. Good job. Inhale, we exhale, release and come back around and straighten the body, and then we straighten that left leg. Okay, we're going to mirror the image now as we put that right foot to the outside of our left knee. Going to the left side first, left hand behind us near the back, right arm inside of our leg, tall posture. We turn with the exhale, look over that left shoulder, continuing to breathe. Pressure with your right arm to help turn your torso into that right leg as you move. Keeping the left foot flexed in towards your knee. Release and come around. Keep the right foot where it is. Left arm holds your leg. Right hand behind you near your back. Nice and tall. As we exhale, we look back over that right shoulder, turning the torso. Or the left elbow could be to the outside of your knee. Continuing your breath as you look far to the right side. Helping to turn your spine against, as you put your arm on that right leg to help turn your torso as you breathe. The abdominals rotating around your hips, eyes moving far to the right. Okay, now as we inhale, we're going to exhale, release, and come back around to center, and let's straighten the right leg. Okay, so we're now at the seated tall position. Let's move into our butterfly, where we're going to bring the bottom of our feet together. Holding at the top of the feet or your ankles, sitting up nice and tall so your heels are in close to the groin. Let's move the legs up and down and loosen up the hips, flying away like a butterfly. Relaxing with your breath. Great job as we slow it down, nice and tall through the spine as we inhale. Let's hinge forward from the hips, moving our torso through the legs. Press those arms into your legs. Belly in towards your heels, and your nose moving far over your toes. With a flat back, you're trying to move forward. Each inhale, you're trying to exhale, going a little further into your pose as you listen to your body. Feeling a great stretch in your hips. Inhale, we come up, down, straighten out our legs. Now we're going to go back one more time into our seated forward bend, reaching those arms up high, stretching through the fingertips. Hinging forward as we exhale with a flat back, holding your legs where you feel comfortable. A little further than before. If it's too much of a stretch behind those legs, you're welcome to bend at your knees. And just move forward with the breath, with the flat back. Release our hands and come up as we inhale, stacking the spines. Transition to a table where we're going to bring our legs around and under us. Knees are under our hips. Hands are under our shoulders. Straighten those arms. Our back remains flat. We're going to go into our cat pose as we tuck the hips under, arch the spine up. Under the ribs toward that spine. Inhale, we're going to reverse it. Tilt the hips up. We're going to look up, dropping the abdominals into the ground. Straighten those arms. Exhale, right back to our cat. Inhale, let's reverse the cat. Exhale, back to our cat. Reverse the cat, last one. Great job. Now remain at neutral table. Have your knees a little bit wider than your hips. Big toes are touching. Push your hips back to your heels as your arms reach in front of you and rest your head onto the mat, or fold your arms and let your head rest to your hands. Relaxing with each breath as your hips are to your heels. Nice stretch for that low back. Great restorative pose to help bring down the heart rate. Very good. We're going to go ahead and inhale, come up to our table. Okay, we're going to start to move into downward facing dog. We curl the toes under as we inhale. Exhale, we lift up our knees and hips up, pushing back into our hands. Trying to lift those hips up high, back remains flat. Walk in place, lift the heel, lower the other heel. Toes and all three feet on the ground. Lifting, stretching the calves, and also your hamstrings. Pushing back against those hands as you strengthen your shoulders. Slow the movement down with our feet. Now walk your hands back to those feet. You can bend your knees like you're coming down to a chair with your hips and hold onto your ankles. Now, nice stretch for your low back. Place your arms behind your legs and hold on to your elbows as your chest stays to your thighs as we inhale. Exhale, lift your hips up, keep your chest to your thighs. Hold, breaking the connection with your hands off the elbows. Shoulders and head moving towards your feet. Continuing to breathe in and out. Release your arms now. Straightening your legs, trying to hinge from your hips, flatten your back, and look forward. You can hold your ankles and look in between the eyes, looking forward. Trying to straighten those arms, but keep your back flat as we inhale and exhale, pressing those thighs back. Now let's release the hands as we inhale. Let's walk the hands up the legs as we stack through the spine, one vertebrae at a time. Back down, head to the you up last. Great job. Okay, let's go work on our triangle now. So what we're going to do is we're going to step forward with our left feet about 3 feet. Toes forward, right heel turned out. Okay, so that right foot's in about 45 degree angle turned in. Hips and shoulders turning to the left as we inhale. We're going to exhale, move to the left, bring that arm inside of our leg, and reach up with that right arm, keep that right hip and shoulder coming back, line up that right hand through your left, to your left hand, relaxing with your breath. Okay. Now let's begin to inhale, come up strong to the back. Keep the arms out to a T, tip our feet to the right side now, right foot in, turned out, left foot turned in the 45 degree angle, we inhale, exhale to the right, bring that arm inside of our leg, turn the hips and shoulders, looking up that left hand, imagine a wall's behind you, trying to bring that left hip and shoulder to that wall, continuing to breathe. Chair or a cabinet or a to do so, bring your heel to your right hand to your left ankle, arms out to a T, or classic palms in your chest right in front of the heart. And welcome to the higher inside of that leg, keeping the knee open so that right knee is in line with your left hip. Keeping your eyes onto a focal point as you bring right leg back, as if there's a wall back there, and breathe in and out. Job as we inhale. Now we're going to release our hands as we exhale. Touch your right toes to the ground. Lean forward with a flat back, put your back flat. And now you can stay right here. Try to hinge from your hip. Left leg remains straight. You're welcome now to lift the right leg. You'd like to keep that up high as you balance on your left foot. Remember to touch to the wall or a chair or a cabinet if you need to. Eyes onto a focal point so you're a warrior. One, this would be as you're balancing, flying like an airplane with the arms to a T, or your arms could be next to your hips. Great job as we inhale. Nice work. Let's do the other side for mirror the image. Left heel to the ankle. Or put up higher inside of your leg. Arms out to the T. Shoulders or classic tree pose, palms in front of your heart, shoulders back and down, eyes onto a focal point. Breathe in and out. Inhale, we're going to exhale. Release that left leg, put the toes to the ground behind us, arms staying out to a T or next to our hips, hinging from your hips, right leg stay straight, balancing, feel you're able to, lift that left leg up so it's parallel to the ground, in line with your torso, so the crown of your head is in line with that left leg, breathing in and out, eyes onto that focal point. Done as we start to focus on that concentrate, improving concentration here with our balance of one-legged stance. Inhale, come up, plant that foot, shake out both legs. Nicely done. Now we're going to move our stand tall, move our shoulders in big circles going forward.
circles, go backward, reverse it. Five big circles, here's two, three, four, and five. Keep the shoulders back and down. Now let's move our head in half circles, chin to the chest. Roll the head over to the left, left ear, left shoulder, chin to the chest. Roll the head over to the right ear, right shoulder, chin to the chest. Relax, and as you breathe, move from the head side to side. Great, we slow the movement down with our head. Now reaching your arms up high as we inhale. Reverse bend as we exhale, lift the chest, hips forward, arms back. Great work. Inhale, come up, stand tall. Let's lift our heels up as we balance on our tiptoes. Fantastic. Lower the heels. Bring your hands down in front of your heart, right in front of your chest. Hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you for listening and following along with me, Irvin Rue. Have a great day. Namaste.
Okay, so you put that.
Great. Well, thank you for joining me for this audio podcast of Mind, Body, and Soul. You can also find more or schedule an appointment time with me at helpouts.google.com/+Irvin Rue. Once again, you can schedule a video helpout at helpouts.google.com/+Irvin Rue. That is spelled ERVINRUHE. Look forward to helping you out and listen to the podcast. Please leave a comment for me in the iTunes store and a review of this podcast so it'll be able to help me out. I hope to help you out, whichever way it be. Well, be happy and be healthy. Get fit and get moving. Talk to you soon. Have a great day. Bye for now. This is Irvin Rue, Jr. Take care, everybody. Thanks again. Bye-bye.